We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Four Super Bowls, five Super Bowls, six Super Bowls, seven Super Bowls. So if you put the Bills there, that is one, however many he ends up with, it's one fewer than he would have otherwise had. So I could argue any way on Bills Chiefs. But I don't think there's any doubt on the other side. Even though Packers, big brand, Aaron Rodgers, likely MVP, the bigger story is Tampa Bay.
100%.
It's Tom Brady basically being pushed out of New England, picking a new team, and then marching it right to the Super Bowl. Even if he's not the main reason they're going to get there if they get there, it's still the undeniable, undeniably best story. Available. Who you actually picking to win the games?
Well, I'm kind of liking Bucks plus 3.5 and Bills plus 3.
Two underdogs, Big Bet Bennett.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of fun. I think that could be a fun one.
Take the two underdogs.
I kind of want to do it.
Big Bet Bennett, is that the official stance of Big Bet Bennett?
That's the official stance. We're gonna lock it in.
Bucks plus 3.5 and Bills plus 3. I'll talk to Calkins about it here in a minute.
Story number 4.
Sad news this morning, World of Baseball. Hammerin' Hank Aaron, the Hall of Fame slugger whose 755 career home runs long stood as baseball's gold mark, died at the age of 86. He was the home run king for my entire childhood with 755 home runs. He, of course, was passed back in 2007 by Barry Bonds, who finished his career with, I believe, 762. Hank Aaron still, though, is second all-time in home runs. He is first in RBIs, first in total bases, first in extra base hits, and he is third all-time in hits, third in games played, and fourth in runs scored. He was a 25-time All-Star.
That's insane.
25.
Good Lord.
When I read it, I went and double-checked it just to make sure it wasn't a mistake.
No kidding.
25-time All-Star. He was an All-Star every year he played professional baseball, except for his first and his last. And the most memorable highlight, the one you've probably seen a million times, is home run 715, which is the one where he passed Babe Ruth, and he's running around the bases, and then suddenly there's two white guys running around the bases with him. Like, you've seen these people. If you've ever seen the highlight, you notice as he rounds second base, you're just like two white guys, young white guys, running with Hank Aaron, patting him on the shoulder. Do you know their story?
No.
So they were both 17 years old. One of them's named Britt Gaston, and the other one's named Cliff Courtney. And they were 17 years old, and they decided if Hank Aaron hits this home run tonight, we're going to jog around the bases with him. Okay? So they do it.
Yeah.
And here's what's crazy, is that Hank Aaron had been dealing with incredible racism the entire lead-up to this.
Yep.
Because a bunch of racists didn't want a black man passing Babe Ruth.
Right.
And death threats, letters every day, racist letters every day. So he's got his personal security. And Hank Aaron's security guard is sitting, like, on the front row or somewhere close to the field with a loaded revolver and came, I don't want to overstate it, not necessarily close, but was wondering, do I need to pull this revolver out right now on these two people? Because you do not know, are they coming to harm Hank Aaron? Are they coming genuinely to just be a part of the moment? Either one is out of line, but are they there to harm or to celebrate? And it became clear pretty quickly, they're there to celebrate. Hank Aaron accepted it that way, and it was a totally peaceful and no big deal moment, although it's something that we've seen in over and over again every time you watch that highlight. They were arrested, the two 17-year-olds, spent 3 hours in jail till one of the dads bailed them out, and then the charges were dropped the next day. But they have now multiple times reconnected with Hank Aaron.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, like to sit down and talk to him. The most recent, I think, was 2010. Just to sit down, talk, how you guys doing? I think one's in real estate and the other one is doing something else. They both still live in the South. But that is the saddest part of the Hank Aaron story, is that that should have been the best moment of his professional life. And he explained many times it just wasn't.
Too much stress because of all the hate.
He didn't know if he was going to die or not.
Yeah.
You know? Like you usually you're going to break a record, people are happy for you. And they're cheering for you.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he felt like a country of racists were rooting against him and threatening to kill him. He said it wasn't some joyous moment. It was a relief. Like, okay, I'm glad this is over. So now maybe all this stuff will stop. He actually said, those people ripped a part of my heart out that I'll never get back.
Damn.
And so that's the subtext to the Hank Aaron story. All we know is Home Run King. Wow, what a night that must have been. But it wasn't a great night. It was a historic night, but it wasn't a great night on a personal level. Either way, Hank Aaron died this morning at the age of 86. Barry Bonds, by the way, did publish a nice tribute to Hank Aaron on Twitter. So if you want to go check that out, it is available. Jeff Calkins up next.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and everyone remembers every moment of their engagement.
I really love selling engagement rings, Danny. You know why? Because an engagement ring is so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge bridal sale. It's going on now. I'm going to give you the confidence to get down on one knee, pop open the box. You're going to get a yes. That's what it's all about. We've got free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Cooper Systems is having a huge New Year's sale right now over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Computers priced to move. Got a 3 gigahertz Dell Core i5 tower for only $399. That's with a 19-inch monitor. A Dell laptop for just $299. Cooper Systems also has desktop PCs and towers for as low as $149. So whatever you're after, PCs or, yeah, Apple products, iMac, MacBook Air, they got those too. Cooper Systems either has it for you or they can get it for you or they can just build it for you. We're talking about high-end computers, low-end computers, middle-of-the-road computers. We're talking about desktops, notebooks, tablets right now in the Mount Moriah Office Park. So get in touch with them, 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, to Lauren Cooper. Either one of them can help you. Tremendous people. They've been with me from the start, 8 years with the Gary Parrish Show. You guys have been supporting them consistently. Thank you for that. Now keep doing it. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on Conor McGregor to win against Dustin Poirier in their fight on January the 23rd. Just use bonus code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Get ready to start betting with confidence and turning knockouts into payouts. Sign up today and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT100 to win $100 in free bets if McGregor defeats Poirier. Get in the ring with the king and enjoy fight night more than ever. It's always showtime at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and you must be present in Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789. 800-889-9789.
Back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
These days, it's still very important to keep you and your family safe. Best way to do that is with a bottle of Germ Ready. Do you have one yet? If not, you need to get one. It is a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America. It is made in an FDA-approved facility. Only takes 30 seconds to apply properly. and it kills 99.99% of all germs. Here's the best part. Germ Ready keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. Let me explain, if you can't figure it out on your own, why that's the best part. Because for nearly a year now, I've been parking in a grocery store parking lot, hand sanitizer on, mask on, grab my phone, but also grab hand sanitizer. I got to take it around the grocery store with me. Because what happens if I touch too many things? Might want to sanitize my hands before I touch my face or my nose or my ear. Better safe than sorry. With Germ Ready, you don't have to do that. It's going to protect you for up to 6 hours. So put it on in your car. Then you set that little bottle of Germ Ready down. You don't need to carry it inside unless you're going to be in a grocery store for more than 6 hours. And if you're going to be in a grocery store for more than 6 hours, you are a maniac. It's available right now at Amazon.com. So this is easy. You're an Amazon Prime subscriber. Just go into the search engine, type in Germ Ready hand sanitizer. It'll pop right up. You can get a bottle for 10 bucks. They'll deliver it right to your door. It's fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, and safe for all skins. It's Germ Ready. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready. On the web, you can learn more. Check that website, germready.com, germready.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, and host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, GP.
Do you remember Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record?
Yeah.
What do you remember about it?
Not much. I remember the guy running out on the field to chase him, right? I think he was in Atlanta, wasn't he? He was in Atlanta. Remember the guy running out on the field to chase him. And then, I don't remember this. I do not remember the hate that he received. The quote in New York Times, maybe elsewhere, it was one he gave William Roden from the New York Times about how it basically soured him on America because of the racist hate that he got. I don't remember that, but I was living in my little, you know, Caucasian bubble outside of middle class, you know, Buffalo, New York. So I don't have any recollection of that. I don't even recall it being a, you know, giant news every day. Well, there wasn't. We didn't have like the news wasn't the same anyway. You know, it wasn't like the 24-hour news thing. So I don't really remember much about it. I just remember him doing it, and I remember the scene, but that's about it.
It is sad because if you watch, and obviously, you know, this happened before I was born, so I've only ever
When did it happen? What year?
I think 74?
Okay.
74, maybe?
Yep.
So, yeah, it was April 8th, 1974. And
13, yeah.
So I've seen the highlight a million times, and it looks like this incredibly joyful moment. Like, you know, it's a no-doubt home run. There's two 17-year-olds that white guys who jump off onto the field and sort of run the bases, and they're patting Hank Aaron on the back. Like, you did it, Hank. You did it, home run king. And the place is going crazy. And without proper context, you're like, oh, wow, that is one of the greatest moments in Major League Baseball history, one of the most historic moments in American sports history. And, whoa, boy, it looks like a big celebration. But but if you understand the context, like, Hank Aaron wasn't happy. You know, like, he has subsequently explained, that was not a fun experience for me. It was not a moment of excitement as much as it was a moment of relief. He actually said some version of, leading up to that moment, people in this country, the racist who wrote bad things to me, said bad things to me. I mean, he's having to be, he was having to sneak out the back door of stadiums out of fear for his safety. He said, the people in this country took a piece of my heart leading up to that, and right, that's something I'll never get back, which is just, like, that's...
It's heartbreaking. Yes. Your biggest accomplishment can be... But think about, like, think about how racist we are now, right? And then, and we've supposedly, quote-unquote, come a long way, right? Like, think about what it was like then. And then the... I mean, I wasn't aware of this context either, but then you think about it, is that, like, back then, the home run record, now the home run record, I don't know what it is, I'll be honest.
762 by Barry Bonds.
Okay. It's been ruined, though, don't you think?
No, I love Barry Bonds.
No, I know that, but I mean, it's been ruined. It's not an American. I know you don't. I'm not saying Barry Bonds ruined it. I'm saying it's no longer the thing. You know what I mean? It's no longer.
Well, like all of that stuff. Like when I was growing up, 715 was a thing, 61 was a thing. It was these right. big baseball
numbers. These things aren't even things anymore. Most Americans knew the home run record once upon a time. They knew 61. You know what I mean? They didn't. And now no one does. Like you do. I don't. I had no idea. You know, no idea what the hell the home run record. Lose track. But, you know, I knew Barry Bonds had it. But that's about, you know. But back then, it was it. Like, it was the best. The heavyweight championship was, you know, the heavyweight championship was the best trophy to own. The Heisman Trophy was the best amateur trophy to own, and the home run record was the all time the record everybody cared about, and then you get a and Babe Ruth was the all time American icon, and then you get a black man winning that title, and there's a lot of people in Atlanta, addition, who aren't real happy.
Yeah, like I, you know, this is what happens when somebody of this significance dies. You start reading more than you've ever read, and you know, listening more than you've ever listened. You just learn things, and I guess I knew all of this stuff before, but to be reminded of it today, like you go watch that highlight, and it looks like an awesome moment, and it just wasn't an awesome moment for the guy who was the centerpiece of that highlight. So, anyway,
it's also true, by the way. I say I remember the scene. I don't know if I remember the scene. We've seen that highlight so many times.
Right.
You conflate what you've seen with your memory of the scene. You know, do I recall the Olympic athletes in Mexico City holding up their fists in protest, or do I just recall a picture of it that I saw last year? Right. Right? I mean, it's at some point history melds with, even if you were there for it, you don't know if you're remembering the history or if you're remembering the way that history has been framed and photographed.
Like, I actually remember watching Mark McGwire pass Roger Maris. I remember that. I remember where I was. I remember watching it. I have no recollection of Barry Bonds, 70th home run or Barry Bonds passing Hank Aaron. I can't even picture what those, like, I could picture even before today what Hank Aaron's 715th home run looked like. I mean, I could actually see it in my mind, even though I wasn't alive when it happened, because I've seen it so many times. Just like I can see the Zapruder film right now because I've seen it so many times.
Right.
I cannot see Barry Bonds, any of his significant home runs. I mean, I can see one that he hit at Yankee Stadium that went like a bazillion miles, but I can't. The ones that are the significant historic home runs, I can't see either one of them right now. I know I watched them live, but I don't remember watching them live.
Right. Can you see like a Jordan shot? Can you recall Jordan? Were you even Jordan? You know, beating the Cavs. Can you recall the flu game?
I don't. I don't remember Jordan Cavs. I do remember Jordan. Was it? And I'm saying I remember. And then I'm like, oh, now was it? But like, you remember? I think it was Lakers, maybe, where it's the up, change hand, other hand, layup. I remember that. I remember watching.
I don't know when that was. I remember Kobe's last game. I remember that.
I do remember Kobe's last game.
I do remember. That was crazy.
I remember the shrug the shoulders Jordan game, all the threes. I do remember watching that. But yeah, like a lot of these things, you see them live, but your memory is of watching them over and over again on YouTube. Like, I don't remember the Buckner between the legs thing. Actually, remember it. But I've seen it so many times.
I know where I was. I remember. I remember that. Do you remember Ripken breaking the record?
I remember watching it. I mean, I know that I watched it live. I don't remember it.
Making the lap around the.
I can see that. I can see that right now.
But again, what are you seeing? Are you seeing the YouTube version? Or are you seeing what
you saw?
I think
I'm actually seeing that because I don't remember watching. I don't know that I would have ever wanted to watch Cal Ripken run around a field on YouTube. You know. So I think I'm really now that I'm seeing it in my head, I think I'm really seeing what I actually saw then as opposed to YouTube. But YouTube's tremendous for this. I every once in a while, usually late at night, I will find myself down some YouTube rabbit hole, and it'll be like Barry Bonds 20 most incredible home runs. And I'll just sit there and watch Barry Bonds hit home runs for 20 minutes. I do stuff like that all the time. So, the Hank Aaron one is one I've seen a million times. Hank Aaron passed away this morning at the age of 86. Tiger basketball. 20-point win for Penny Hardaway's team last night. What'd you think?
I thought it was fun. I mean, I did. I thought it was fun. I thought it was. Obviously, for me, the best part was watching the players and the relief on the players. I mean, you have to understand they are all. I mean, you understand better than anyone. But like, all those players have you know, the weight of the family on their shoulder and expectations from coaches, from family, from fans, from, you know, they're supposed to carve out a new future for their families and other things. And so to go there and to flounder, where you have a situation where every single player, except for Jaden Hardaway, is underachieving expectations, one of the reasons it, for me, has been so painful, it's not just been bad basketball, is you can see it on, like, you watch DJ Jeffries and he just looks sad, you know, and so much of what we've seen looks sad. And so to see them as happy as they were was just wonderful. I mean, it was just wonderful. It was only a moment, and I don't think it necessarily has any great significance. That's why when anyone thinks that, you know, any of us are rooting against this, it's just so much more fun. It's more fun to write. People read it. It's just, you know, you pull for those guys. And to me, I also like, Amo has really sort of emerged with what he says, stuff that it may not seem all that, but it's really insightful, you know? And he is kind of, he's open as a leader now. And he said, which may seem obvious, but isn't really, he said, we're all working hard. We all want to win. We, you know, this was, and he sort of explained how hard it has been on them because that is what they want. And then he also said that in the end, he thinks that they are becoming slightly better knit together as a team is, you know, transferring to the court. We'll see. We'll see what that means. But there's no question that winning is more fun than losing. And that's true whether you're covering it, whether you're playing it, whether you're watching it. So it was a good night.
I have often wondered how difficult it must be for some of these players specifically, you know, like the social media thing, how it started, how it's going. Think about how it started, all right? Let's just focus strictly on Lester Quinones, how it started. You're part of the number one recruiting class in America. You're part of a team that is ranked preseason top 15. You have Memphis Madness, inside FedEx Forum, jam-packed, rappers there. 18,000 people there. That's how it started. Oh, and you're talking crazy to Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield on social media, and people are cheering you on doing it. That's how it started.
And you're in the Bahamas, and you're complaining about being ranked 13 in the country, and you know,
yeah,
I think that's what they were. Like it was just you were on a magic carpet ride. Yeah,
that's how it started.
You were joining Duke or Kentucky. Yeah.
Now, how's it going? You're Lester Quinones. You're in your second year playing for an unranked team that's nowhere close to the NCAA tournament. You're averaging 10 points per game, shooting 35% from the field. I mean, from three, shooting only 42% from three-point range. I mean, from the field. 42 from the field, 35 from three-point range. That's how it's going. Like, if you thought this was the way your career was going to go, you probably wouldn't be talking to Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams like that, both of whom, it seemed clear to me at the time, but undeniable at this point to everybody. Their careers went way better than yours, at least to date. Like, that's not easy. I never thought Lester Quinones was an NBA player, but I promise you he did. And to have it unfold the way that it's unfolded, it has to be very tough to deal with. Imagine for the first time in your life, things aren't going well for you. And I guess everybody in all walks of life, like, have that moment at some point. But this is something I've said about Memphis players and, you know, players at Kentucky and Kansas and anywhere else. Every one of these people, even the ones that we go, he's not that good, they have all been nothing but great given their competition and their the teams on which they play. They've been nothing but great their entire lives. And then suddenly, you're not great anymore. You know, you're not the best player on the court anymore. You're not even one of the best players on your team anymore. And, oh, by the way, your team's struggling. That's a lot to deal with. And so, sure, I'm with you. I don't know that what happened last night is an indication of anything other than you look good when you shoot 61% from three. That really might be all it is. When you shoot 61% from three, you look pretty good. But at least they had that night. It's better than all the other nights they've had this season.
Well, yeah, and to your point with Lester Quinones, despite all of that, like, he busts his ass. You know, whatever you think about Lester Quinones, he busts his ass doing, you know, thankless stuff. And last night he did a tremendous, tremendous defensive job. And forget Lester's at least in the start is in the rotation starting lineup. How about Boogie Ellis?
Right.
How it started, how it's going. Now, he barely gets on the court.
Yeah, Boogie Ellis,
night.
How it started. You commit to Duke, then decommit, go to Memphis to be a part of the number one recruiting class in America. You're on a preseason top 15 team, sold out FedEx Forum. Now you're playing 13 minutes in an empty building for an unranked team. Woo.
Yeah. So I was happy for them. I was happy for them. You can't. Who knows what it means? Here's what it means. It means if they can beat East Carolina, they'll have won another game, right? And then it means the SMU game will be a little bit more interesting. And, like, whatever. You know, let's just take it one game at a time, as they say, and see where this goes. I don't expect that, Musa Cisse is going to be dunking on everybody like he did for the first 10 minutes of the second half all season long. But I would enjoy that. Like, you know what I really enjoyed? I enjoyed it when he reached up and grabbed that block shot, and it was like he was back in high school again. He just reached up, grabbed the block shot, and tucked it under his arm. That was awesome. Really enjoyed that. So I hope they do it more.
They held Wichita State to 29.4% shooting, which allowed them to go up to number 6 in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. And I went and looked this up earlier today. If you just take the top 10 teams in the country right now in adjusted defensive efficiency, it is, here are the teams. And I'll tell you the ranking that I have connected to them in the top 25 and one. It's number 2 Baylor, number 4 Michigan, number 5 Texas, number 9 Houston, number 10 Alabama, number 12 Texas Tech, number 13 Wisconsin, number 14 Virginia, number 15 Tennessee. 9 of the teams in the top 10 in defensive efficiency are ranked in the top 15 at CBS Sports, and the other one is Memphis, which shows you if they were just okay offensively, they would be great.
They'd certainly be a tournament team, you know.
I don't need them to be good. If they were just okay offensively, they would be an NCAA tournament team. Every other team that's in the top 10 in defensive efficiency is great. All they got to do is be okay on offense, and they'd be very good.
Well, that's depressing.
That is depressing.
They do bust their ass on defense. I will say that. Like, they bust their ass on defense. You know, it's been depressing.
So let me ask you this. Do you think something is fixed, or do you think, well, they made 61% of their three-point attempts. That's not replicable. It's not sustainable. When they go back to shooting 32% from three, then they'll look the way they look when they shoot 32% from three.
I don't think it's – what I worry about isn't the three-point stuff being replicable, because they didn't go crazy with how many three-pointers they shot.
How many did they 18. Like, it was 11 of 18.
So it wasn't really like a three-point barrage. What it was, it seems to me, is evidence that in the second half, after 10 turnovers in the first half, would they have 2 or 3 or something in the second half? Like, that's what they need to do, and that is it should be replicable, right? That should be replicable. Just the way they took care of the ball, played with intent and care in the second half, and if that were replicable – then I would feel pretty good, not necessarily about them going on the kind of run that it would take to be an at-large team, but having a much better second half than the first half. My concern is that that's not replicable, right? And that's, to me, it's how they looked operating as an offense in the second half, which I don't really think was just, oh, they hit some three-pointers. It was they actually looked like they knew what the hell they were doing on offense, weren't turning the ball over. And if they can do that, which should be replicable, but it has not proven to be over the course of 2.5 years. So that's my fear. I would bet it is not. I bet it will not be consistently repeated throughout the rest of this year, but there's no reason it shouldn't be. Like, it shouldn't be that hard. It's pretty basic what I'm asking of them. And so I don't rule it out completely. Like Penny said, I saw the team last night. Here was his theory. His theory was, this is the team that I saw that I was excited about before we went to South Dakota. Then we lost our best player when Williams was ruled ineligible, and now we finally got it back on the track and it's it. And I don't necessarily buy that. I think they – but I hope it is. I hope that, you know, what we saw in the last game was the first game coming off the break, and now it is fixed, and we and there is a functioning offense on that team. I guess I would bet against it.
So they had 22 assists, 16 turnovers last night, and they were 11 of 18 from three. You're not going to replicate 11 of 18 from three. Again, that's 61%. Nobody shoots 61% from three. The point I made in the opening segment is, okay, let's not even have a conversation about, because this drives me crazy. People be like, if they play like that every night, well, they're not going to play like that every night. They shoot the 61% from three is not something you, nobody plays like that every night. So let's stop that conversation, start a new one. Okay, you can't sustain 11 of 18 from three. Can you sustain 7 of 18 from three? Can you sustain 8 of 22 from three with more assists than turnovers? Can you do those two things?
That's really it. That's
it. Can you do that? Those are reasonable goals.
Turnovers, like they averaged, they had more turnovers last night than their average for the season. I think they averaged 15 and a half and they had 16. But they looked awful, and that's why they looked awful in the first half, because they had 10. But they cut it down to, I said, okay, maybe it was 6 in the second half. And they looked decent, right? And they have, you're exactly right. You get 22 assists and more assists than turnovers, and then you might not win by 20 because you didn't go crazy from three-point land like you did last night, but you might win by 8.
That's right.
Or 6, and that's all you need.
Right. That's the thing. That if I were in charge or talking to them, I'd say, let's keep this very simple. We're not trying to shoot 61% from three. Here's what I need. Two things. I need more assists than turnovers, and I need not 11 of 18 from three, but let's take somewhere between 18 and 22 and make 7 or 8. Those are modest, reasonable goals. Let's take between 18 and 22. Let's make 7 or 8 of them. Let's have more assists than turnovers. And with the way you guard, that's good enough to beat basically anybody you play going forward except Houston. Now, against Houston, you might need to shoot 61% from three. But against
right.
the rest
– do that one of the two games. One of the two games against Houston, do that.
Yeah,
right.
But against these other teams, more assists than turnovers and seven of – you know, taking 18 to 22 threes, making 7 or 8 of them, that will be good enough to beat anybody else in this league. So we'll see on Sunday if they can replicate at least that. More assists than turnovers and take 18 to 22 threes, make 7 or 8 of them. I promise you that's good enough. Big game on Sunday for the Buffalo Bills. Are you the type, do you get excited? Can you not wait? Or are you like, whatever? Are you nervous? How do you balance nerves, excitement? It's a big opportunity. You might be going back to the Super Bowl, Calkins.
I keep, I expect nothing. And therefore, I won't be disappointed. And I actually do, like, I do think this, This isn't a year that was supposed to end in the Super Bowl, right? So I really do think there is a little bit of happy to be there, and I can feel happy to be there because I don't have to go out and play, right? I'm allowed to feel just happy to be there. If they – this is sad. It is so excruciating for me to watch these games that there's a part of me that won't be unhappy if they lose because then I won't have to be sit through an excruciating Super Bowl.
It's like, so weird.
It is weird. I just find it so painful to watch them. But I don't think – I think my theory this time is it really is just gravy, so I'm going to try to watch the whole game. The best part for me – so Peter, my youngest, who's at Duke, he had to go and he had to quarantine when he went back to Duke, right? So he's in his dorm room quarantining. And he texted me and said, you know what, Dad? Sitting here alone in my dorm room – tonight watching the Bills win was about as much fun as I've had in a while. And I just, that made me so happy. And it because I knew Ben was a Bills fan, my eldest, but like the idea that I've now got another Bills fan, it means something. Like to be part of this tribe, people understand it, whether you're an Ole Miss fan or a Tennessee fan or a Memphis fan or whatever else it is. Like, it means something to be part of that tribe. Like, my kids didn't grow up in Buffalo, but they spent a lot of time there. And so the fact that they are, like, I'm texting them during the game and we're watching it and whatever, to me is what's been really nice about this. My middle son, Andrew, doesn't give a flip about any of it, so that's fine, too. Like, I love him anyway. But the fact that I got two of them completely immersed in it now has been a lot of fun. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch it. And text my boys.
I saw a preview of an interview of somebody not named Jim Kelly or Thurman Thomas. I can't remember who it was. But they were a part of those teams that won four straight AFC titles, 90, 91, 92, 93. And the question, I believe it was Carissa Thompson doing the interview, was would you trade in your four AFC championships for one Super Bowl title?
Would.
He said absolutely. No. He said no, oh, and I was like, that's too. He's lying to himself.
Anyone would trade. And the other thing is that three of those were humiliating. I mean, it's one thing if you're, you know, the great horses affirmed in Aladar had this incredible triple crown races where they finished 1 and 2 in every race, and affirmed won them all, and Aladar was second in all of them. But my God, he was gallant, and it was incredible, and he was a part of that great. And so that's like, maybe then you could say, would Aladar, and he's a horse, so the hell cares, but would he have preferred to win one? But at least he distinguished himself. The Bills distinguished themselves in the first Super Bowl, although even then, they were the favorite. They were supposed to win. And so they didn't distinguish, but it was at least a great Super Bowl. The next three, it was awful. They were destroyed. And it was, please, let's not have Buffalo in the Super Bowl again. Like, no one wanted the Bills to ever be in a Super Bowl again because they were so god-awful. Thurman losing his helmet and everything else. It was just an embarrassment. And so there is no way you can honestly say that you would not have traded that for one Super Bowl. Of course you would have.
It was Steve Tasker who said that lie.
He's lying. Steve's lying.
He's a lying Steve Tasker. It's wild because I actually do remember those. You know, I was old enough to be wise in basically high school through those years. So I was a football fan, and I watched all those Super Bowls. And it's a weird thing because, like, being the second-best team in the NFL four consecutive years is – that's incredible. But if you get your brains beat in every time, it's a little bit like Notre Dame going to the college football playoff. People are like,
exactly right.
Yeah, people are like,
Notre Dame sucks.
It's like Notre Dame sucks, and Notre Dame doesn't suck. They just can't do the big thing. And Buffalo like had that incredible run, but like from everybody except Buffalo fans, and perhaps even Buffalo fans just look at it back.
Buffalo fans at the end were like, save us, spare us right. from getting our ass kicked yet again. You know, it was not fun. It just wasn't. It was fun. It was fun, like, destroying the Raiders in the AFC Championship game. I mean, that was always fun. But then you had the Super Bowl, and it wasn't ever even close. Like, at least, you know, the first one, you had Scott Norwood misses the field goal,
right.
And then you have this moment where they come back and they have this giant, rally for the Bills, and Scott Norwood steps up, and everyone gives him an applause, like he's not a bum who just missed the field goal. And, you know, we wrap, you know, like everyone's feel like, oh man, we lost in gallant fashion. We'll come back and do it next year. Well, they come back and they get, I don't know what the scores of those were, but, you know, they were just destroyed in all three. They were ruining the Super Bowl. We've had a lot of really good Super Bowls lately, and probably has helped that the Bills have not been a part of it. Let's be honest. No?
All right. Well, 5:40 on Sunday, CBS does America's Most Watched Network. It's the network of stars. Mm. I'll be tuned in, and when I decide to place my wager, I will place it.
I am going to bet
Ooh.
The most I have ever bet on a game on FanDuel against the Bills.
Why are you betting against the Bills?
Because I want the emotional hedge. I'm going to bet at least $100 against the Bills, and because that way I win 90, I think, right?
You bet 110 to get 100.
Okay, but I'm actually thinking, screw that. I'm going to bet 550. You know, to get. I'm like, because I will be so happy if they go to the Super Bowl. I won't care that I lost $550. But if they lose, then how much am I going to get? $500. Like, that's great.
No, people,
if I'm getting $500, would be great.
I know people who do that. I could never do that. I want to be super happy or super sad.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm.
No,
like,
I want to hedge emotionally. And if I had any, I might do 500, but I'm definitely going to do 110.
I would never bet against the Mets under any circumstances. Can't do it.
Does it make you a bad fan?
No, I mean, I understand the mindset. The mindset is you'll be happy no matter what. The way you have to rationalize it is, would I pay $500 to watch my team win the AFC championship game? And if the answer to that question is yes, then and you would. I would pay $5,000 right now to watch the Mets win a World Series.
Hours that I spent following the Bills this year, you know, I certainly spend an average of half an hour a day for 365 days a year, at least on the, you know, well, much more than that, but on the Bills. Like, through the summer, whatever, thinking about the draft, thinking about everything. It's really very little money that I've spent for the – so, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the rationalization is, would you pay that money to have your team in the Super Bowl? So they win the game, they're in the Super Bowl, you lost $500, but you don't care, you're happy because they're in the Super Bowl. They lose the game, you're kind of not happy, but you just made $500, so that helps a little. I get
it. That would make me happy. I like making $500.
I get it. I'm all in one direction or the other. I want to be super happy or super sad. I ain't got much time for the in-between. But I'm going to be watching, and I'm going to root for the Bills. I'm going to bet on the Bills in honor of you and Big Bet Bennett.
All right, see you.
I'll see you later. Bye. Big Bet Bennett, we're Bills plus three?
Yes, absolutely. They're winning this thing.
Patrick Mahomes still dealing with concussion issues, a lingering concussion. He's concussed.
It just feels like the Bills are destined.
Destined? I don't believe in destiny.
No, this is destiny. This
I don't believe in destiny.
This isn't.
You're losing me, Big Ben Bennett.
No. There's something special about that team, GP.
You think there's something special about the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
All right, I do. All right. We'll talk more about it here in a second.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
When Jill contacted Josh Highside to sell her home in East, she needed to start packing fast. Once Josh worked his marketing magic, the home sold in just one day and for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest stories connected to Josh Highside. He's the man with a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, because he's effective. He's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on the price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days of that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Highsaw, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Don't miss A Night of Laughs with Memphis' finest featured headliner, comedian Oscar P. January 22nd through the 24th, live at Chuckles Comedy Club. Showtimes at 6:45 and 8:45 p.m. Bring your family or bring a date. For tickets, go to chuckleskomedyclub.com. Go see Memphis' own Oscar P.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Malcolm Gladwell, podcaster, bestseller, philosophizer.
Kevin Hart, comedian, author, motivator.
Both of us on the new Audible.
Audible's got everything. Podcasts.
Got them.
Audiobooks.
Got them.
Original series.
Got them.
All in one place.
Wait a minute. Is an app a place?
Not in a literal sense, but you can literally download the Audible app to get started.
That is figuratively mind-blowing.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's Hablo?
Yes.
It's Hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka inside any liquor store in America, probably. But why would you do that if I've identified a quality vodka for you that is also reasonably priced? You can get the big boy bottles in most places for less than $20. That's been one good thing about not traveling to New York every single week like I normally do this time of the year. You ever have to pop into the liquor store for some reason? Boy, in New York, you're paying twice the amount of money for the exact same bottle as you can get here in the Mid-South. They got flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam does. Lemon, coconut, watermelon. If you're on a gluten-free diet, they've got gluten-free vodka as well. It's got a brown label on it. If you need it and you don't see it, ask for it. They can get it for you. Next time you're in a restaurant, bar, or liquor store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. All right, Big Bet Bennett. I got your NFL picks for Sunday earlier. You're riding with both underdogs.
Yes.
Buccaneers and Bills, which I respect. And I thought we were doing it for football reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then you jumped in here in that last segment and said, well, the Bills are a team of destiny.
Yeah.
So now I've got a hang up because I don't personally believe in destiny.
I'm doing it for football reasons, too. I think that the Bills have a pretty good defense. Not a great defense, but a pretty good defense. And I think they can score with the Chiefs. So if they can get, you know, that big stop, I feel good about their chances. I think they're going to be able to put up points with the Chiefs.
Do you think it's possible Patrick Mahomes just isn't himself?
No.
He's going to be himself.
No, he's going to be
himself. Okay, that's problematic.
Now, he does have the little toe thing. He says it feels fine, but that was another part of, like, him. He had a little toe injury. So there's that, too. I think he's going to be fine, but I just think the Bills are going to be able to put up points with him.
I don't believe in this destiny stuff. I don't believe in meant to be.
That's for me. That's my.
I don't believe in meant to be. I don't believe in destiny. I don't believe in soulmates. I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Also,
do you believe in soulmates? How do you feel about soulmates? Do you think you're married to your soulmate?
I do.
Why?
Because we just. I don't know. I think you could tell whether you're meant to be with someone if you can just, like, be around that person all the time and not, like, get sick of, like, I get sick of, like, my friends.
Do right. you think?
But I don't get sick of my wife, really. Like, we enjoy hanging out with each other.
So let's define what soulmate means. Uh-huh. Because
And I love her. I'm going to throw that out there as well.
She knows you love her. Cut it out. She knows. Everybody knows. What I've heard other people say is that, you know, we were meant to be together. We're mm-hmm. soulmates, which implies there's only me and there's only you, and we were meant to be together, and we could not be with anybody else. Is that how you describe a soulmate?
Not necessarily.
Because I don't think that's right. First off, if that's really what it is, like, I was meant for you and you were meant for me, mm-hmm. there's 7 billion people in this world. What are the odds you would even meet your soulmate? What are the odds you would even live on the same continent as your soulmate?
That's a good point.
What is the odds you would even speak the same language as your soulmate? Which is not to suggest you can't speak different languages than your soulmate. Mm-hmm. I feel like you had a math problem there. I had a girl one time ask me, she was like, do you think we're soulmates? This is probably where I screwed up the whole relationship.
Yeah.
She was like,
You have to say yes.
You have to say, I learned that. From that point forward, I was just always, yeah, I think so, probably. No. But in the moment, I was still being me. I thought we had reached the point in our relationship where we could be honest with each other, mm-hmm. right? I was trying to be honest with her. She was like, so do you think we're soulmates? I was like, well, no, probably not. I think we like each other, and I'm having fun right now. But like soulmates, like, and she was like, yeah, like you were meant for me and I was meant for you. And I was like, no, I think you could probably have just as much fun with somebody else, and I could probably have just as much fun with somebody else. But in this moment, I don't want to have fun with anybody else. you're perfect for me right now. But like, if you disappeared tomorrow, would I be incapable of having just as much fun with somebody else? God, I hope not. That'd be depressing. Mm. I feel like in a world of 7 billion people, there's probably like a million people you'd be fine with. And you just meet the one you meet, and then you make it as best as you can make it. But like, there's like a million people. Like, I'd be crazy to think my wife couldn't be happy with anybody else. In fact, I'm certain she'd be happier with lots of other people. You could be happy with other people. I know you don't want to say it out loud, but you could. You could be happy with other people. So I don't believe in soulmates or destiny or meant to be. So I reject that the Bills are a team of destiny. You're going to have to sell me on another reason.
I thought I just did. I'll also sell you, Stephon Diggs is, okay, the two best receivers in the league are playing on Sunday. One of them plays for the Green Bay Packers, Devontae Adams. The other one plays for the Buffalo Bills and Stephon Diggs. Like, he is the best skill player on the field in that game, in my opinion.
Okay, but if the Bills go down 21-3, I want to hear about your destiny
they
stuff
still
anymore.
They're still going to have to throw it to Diggs, get back in the game.
Then they just have to throw it and get back in the game.
Yep.
All right, the official play of the Gary Parrish Show, courtesy of Big Bet Bennett, is Bills plus 3 and Bucks plus 3.5.
I like it. It's already locked in. It's already locked in.
You've locked it in?
I've locked it in.
Famous last words. Yep. All right. Be back. I got a Dateline preview coming up next.
I'm so pumped for the Conor McGregor-Dustin Poirier rematch this Saturday. What do you think of McGregor in the first round by TKO? Or does Poirier make him tap? Well, guess what? You can make those bets on FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got so many ways to get in on the action. And right now, when you open a FanDuel account, new users can unlock 25-1 odds on either fighter to win. That means you can turn $5 into $125. I bet on all the big fights on FanDuel. It's so easy to use. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, to unlock 25-1 odds. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Max bonus is $125. Minimum $10 first deposit required. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME296274, MSRP 20,625, Sol M7755682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 1/31/21, dealer stock only.
It's time to be happy, happy with your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff's waiting for you with a 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. Redesigned 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm going to trim it down. I'm going to trim my inventory down. I'm going to trim my waist down. I'm trimming it all down.
How much?
Oh, I think I got it about a good 30 to 70% off anything that's in our jewelry showcases during our Santa surplus sale, and it's going on right now.
And with Valentine's Day just being a month away,
it's a great time to go shopping for engagement rings, especially at a great price. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get free financing, sale going on at all locations. You can't get this online, folks.
It's finally happening. Conor McGregor back in the octagon this weekend against Dustin Poirier. Will it be a McGregor TKO again like it was when they first fought? That's back in 2014. Or will Poirier make McGregor tap this time? We're going to find out tomorrow night. But guess what? You can make either bet right now on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is a partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. There's so many great ways to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, when you open a FanDuel account, new users can unlock 25-1 odds on either fighter to win. That means you can turn $5 into $125. Conor McGregor, big favorite, around minus 300 on the money line. Not much value there, so maybe take a flyer on the underdog and hope for an upset. Either way, big fight this weekend. You can bet it on FanDuel. So just download FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Gary to unlock 25-1 odds. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Max bonus $125. Minimum $10. First deposit required. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. The power's
above me. Don't shoot the You're looking message. For the biggest brands in computers. The place to look is Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. They got brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yes, Apple. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems. Probably easier than you can get them at an Apple store right now. Big savings on the biggest names in computers available at Cooper Systems. The New Year's sale is continuing to unfold. Incredible markdowns on laptops, on printers. Just give Cooper Systems a call at 360-9679, 360-9679. Talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're going to be doing with the computer. You're making music videos, you might need to spend some money. If you got a gaming computer you're after, you might need to spend some real money. But if you're just messing around on YouTube, spreading lies on Facebook, you can do that with a machine that costs just a couple of $100. So don't spend money on a machine you're never going to maximize. Get a machine that's perfect for you. If it's perfect for you, it'll be better price for you. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. We mostly focused on Tiger basketball. Big win last night inside FedEx Forum, 72-52 over Wichita State. Shot 61% from three, so that's how you blow out a quality opponent, or at least it's one way to do it. So now we'll look forward to Sunday when the Tigers are scheduled to play East Carolina. Can they be great defensively and good enough offensively again? I hope so. We'll see.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I don't know. College basketball. Number 7, Michigan at Purdue. Mackey Arena, West Lafayette, Indiana. Michigan's 12-1. Purdue 11-5, but on a 4-game winning streak. Juwan Howard's Wolverines favored on the road. Michigan laying 4, total 139.5. Tip schedule for 6. You can watch it on FS1.
What should I watch on TV?
I got a brand new Dateline NBC 2-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock.
Let's go. 2-hour special. Let's get it.
I wrote a preview.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Let me fix my voice. It was June 24th, 1990, just after the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. A body was found by hikers inside an old train tunnel that cuts through the Rocky Hills of California. The man was in his early 20s. His name was Ron Baker. He was a student at UCLA, been stabbed 18 times. His throat was slit. It was a brutal homicide. And given the timing of the murder and the place of the murder and the fact that Ron was a member of something called the Mystic Circle, police initially believed the murder was part of an occult sacrifice. But they eventually discovered it wasn't. No, this was something much more personal. Ron Baker was not sacrificed to the gods. No, no, no. Ron Baker was killed by people he trusted for unjustifiable reasons. Ron Baker? He was killed for money. That's tonight on Dateline.
2 hour special.
We've got 8 o'clock.
An occult storyline. I think we got Keith Morrison.
Keith Morrison reports.
Yeah,
it's a true story.
I knew it.
Let me tell you what happened.
Like
let me tell you what happened
to
Ron Baker. First off,
I was thinking the cult thing.
They did too. They were sniffing that trail.
Yeah.
Here's what really happened.
Yeah, what happened?
Turn down your radio if you don't want me to ruin Dateline, but I enjoy ruining Dateline. Here's what happened. These morons. So Ron Baker is at UCLA. He's got two roommates. The roommates decide they're going to kill him for money.
Oh, no.
Okay.
His freaking roommates.
Imagine your room. Like, my roommates, like, the work, like, well, they did lots of bad. Like, my roommates would, like, get my dog high when I wasn't home.
Eat your pizza rolls.
Yeah. I'd be like, no, man, why'd you guys eat my pizza rolls and get my dog high?
Yeah.
You know? But they never planned to murder me for money or any other reason.
That's tough.
They might, like, try to sleep with your girlfriend, but they weren't going to murder me. So, these guys, they decide we're going to kill Ron Baker for money. So they kill Ron Baker in this tunnel to make it look like it was some sort of occult sacrifice.
Oh, that's why they like slit his throat and stabbed him a bunch of times
and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they start sending ransom notes to Ron Baker's parents for $100,000. So they're going to kill Ron Baker for $100,000, which, by the way, you get older, $100,000, that ain't worth it. You know?
Not worth murdering someone.
$100,000 is not worth it. That's a bad price. So, needless to say, it blows up on him. Here's the dumbest part. Ron Baker, his parents ain't got no money.
Oh, no.
It's not like Ron Baker's parents were multi-bazillionaires and had $100,000 to just throw at you. Even if they wanted to save Ron Baker for $100,000, they ain't got that kind of cash. So what are we even doing? You kill Ron Baker, and parents are poor. What?
It's like, ridiculous.
You didn't even think this through, you idiots. So sure enough, get some tips.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.